This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As a whole lot more people have probably discovered the past 10 days, 2 weeks, interest rates aren't the Federal Reserve's only job. It's also a banking regulator. And one way the Fed exercises that supervision is with what have come to be called stress tests, basically gaming out how banks would handle some given set of economic adversities, and then whether they would be okay or wind up in deep trouble. But those stress tests only apply to a handful of the very biggest banks, and after Congress rolled back parts of the Dodd-Frank law, they didn't apply to Silicon Valley Bank at all. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman spent some time talking to people about what stress tests can and cannot do and how that might change now.
Stress tests have been around for a while. Financial firms have used them to make sure their bond holdings can weather big, unexpected economic storms, says Joe Mason at Louisiana State University.
Something like the U.S. Great Depression, extreme unemployment, extreme declines in U.S. economic growth.
After the 2008 financial crisis, the Dodd-Frank law mandated stress testing for banks with $50 billion or more in assets. Then in 2018, Washington raised the threshold to $250 billion. Eric Talley at Columbia Law School says Silicon Valley Bank lobbied for the change and
they had been able to dodge the stress testing and enhance scrutiny that larger banks had to withstand.
With 2020 hindsight, says Talley,
I think there's an argument that had Silicon Valley Bank gone through these stress tests, they would have had more capital to deal with the situation that they ended up encountering.
It's possible Congress will lower the stress test threshold in response to the current crisis. But Mason says even so,
the stress test and the capital modeling have their limitations.
For example, Mason says the Fed's most recent stress tests didn't consider an adverse scenario that included what was actually happening, sharply rising interest rates, and how they could hurt some banks' balance sheets.
If that stress test is not very stressful, you're not going to expect to get a very good read on the condition of the bank or how it's supposed to survive a shock to the economy.
Mason says even if more mid-sized banks were subject to stress testing,
the problem with the Fed's scenarios is that they didn't start with the fact that rates are already high. They were assuming zero rates. We don't have that world, unfortunately.
Now, the Fed's stress testing is designed primarily to reveal what would happen if the economy went into recession. The Fed cut interest rates and banks had to write off big loan losses, says Ken Leon at CFRA Research. But the situation now with interest rates high is all about
liquidity risk and deposits and duration risk. And this really falls under the Fed's bank supervision mandate.
Meaning the Fed's other regulatory powers could be brought to bear to safeguard the banking system. Leon says what's needed now,
more examiners for the Fed, probably a bigger budget so that you can even regulate very closely the smaller banks. Supervision is really going to be the solution to make sure this doesn't happen again.
The Fed's out in the field right now with its 2023 stress tests on the country's biggest banks. It's unclear if they'll take more account of interest rate risk and liquidity challenges this time around. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.